So what's the inert decision in lawsuits, in mediation? The inert decision is just let it keep chugging down the track and let something go wrong or right and blame it on the dumb judge, the dumb jury, the what the judge had for breakfast, as I used to do. And that's the easy out, right? That doesn't take the huge cognitive load. The hard decision is the non-inert decision. It's to pull that case off or transaction off of the usual conveyor belt, make a non-inert decision that's hard. And it takes a lot of cognitive power to make those non-inert decisions, and we just don't have the best run of it at this time of day. Now, pretty soon we'll be doing better. But when I'm in an 8-hour mediation, and when you're in an 8-hour mediation negotiating, where do we get people to make the seemingly toughest decisions of their lives? Over here, right? Whole bunch of noise around closing time. But I argue that the real decision is probably made up in here. And we'll look at some charts in a minute that show negotiations. And forgive me for those of you who do transactions, it's just easier to quantify litigation because it's a little longer tail in the negotiation process. The average on the litigation side is about 7 rounds, not moves, but rounds. Some of them in the database go up to 54, but the average is 7. And in transactions, it's closer to 3 or 4, so it's shorter tail, and so it's easier to use these litigation ones. But the contention is, and I've written a couple articles about it, is that like chess players, chess grandmasters will tell you that the game can go on all day.